Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katz from TV's here. The financial markets. Where the heck are we? With us today is one of the top five economists in the country. We got Stephen Moore. Steve, what's going on?
Well, it's been another one of those roller coaster rides, hasn't it? So I hope you don't get motion sickness because we've just seen such wild swings in the market. But I'll tell you this. I think that one of the big economic stories right now is that it looks like the Democrats are really having trouble putting together the votes for this $5 trillion spending bill. By the way, the Wall Street Journal told us today that that bill is actually $5 trillion, not $3.5 trillion when you use honest accounting and you don't use the kind of fake bookkeeping that Washington uses. So right now, the Democrats are tied up in the knots because they can't bring the AOC and Bernie Sanders wing together with the more moderate Democrats. How they get 218 votes in the House and 51 in the Senate, I don't know. They may not get there, John.
What do you think the batting average is?
Well, I think we might be able to get rid of, this is a terrible, terrible bill. Everyone knows it, a horrid bill. Maybe the worst bill I've seen since I arrived in Washington in 1983 with the massive increase in tax rates on our businesses. It's a real assault, by the way, against our small businesses in America. So I think that we'll be able to get rid of at least a half of the bad stuff. And I'm going to make another prediction. Right now, I believe we can do what Larry Kudlow has been advising, which is kill the bill. We don't need it. It's unnecessary. It's going to harm our businesses. It's going to load our kids with debt. It's going to hurt our American energy markets and our energy industry. And it is going to make inflation worse. So I don't see any good argument for it, John.
Well, it makes inflation worse. Companies raise their prices, and it's a tax on poor people, on their food and on their gasoline and a tax on all the middle class.
And you know what? The American people get that. I was looking at some polling data on what people think of this bill, and they understand that when you pay people not to work and when you increase our debt like this, you are actually going to add to the inflation flames that we're already seeing. People see it at the grocery store. The first thing that they have to cut when they see higher inflation is how much they spend on groceries, because it's the one thing you have to buy every week. And so I think that's a real vulnerability to this. You know, the stock market is doing just fine. I think investors are betting that some of the worst provisions in this bill, like the capital gains tax increases, like the massive corporate tax increases, that we will be able to defeat these. I hope they're right, because, as I said, I really think, you know, we've got an economy that's doing pretty well, John. We don't need to add trillions and trillions of more spending. And by the way, when Joe Biden says, well, we're just going to make the rich pay their fair share, I mean, the rich already pay. If you look at the top, 5%, they already pay over half the taxes. So I don't know what he's talking about when he says all these millionaires and billionaires aren't paying any taxes, because they carry a very heavy load. A study came out the other day finding the United States has the most progressive income tax structure of any other country in terms of depending on wealthy people and millionaires to pay for our tax bill. So I hate the bill. I think we've got a great chance of defeating it. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that happens, because I think it's bad for America. Soak the rich is not an economic growth strategy. It's not a strategy consistent with the American dream and upward mobility in this country.
Steve Moore, I listen to you on WABCRadio.com and 770 in the New York area on Saturdays at 2
more
o'clock
money.
Every Saturday. And I look forward to
money,
listening to you every Saturday. More money.
Well, thanks, John. We got some great guests lined up this Saturday, and look forward to having it. And it's we've got a great audience. So call in, folks. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. God bless you.